judgment is a luxury I cannot afford. Judgment is a luxury I cannot afford. I live in a world filled with expressions of who I am. My world is filled with all of my ideas, all of my thoughts, all of my dreams, all of my goals. My world is who I am. And what I look at in my world is who I am. And so therefore, if anything I look at is wonderful, harmonious, joyful, fantastic, glorious, good, that's my creation. It's my choice. It's what I am thinking about, and it's what I am not judging on, but what I'm thinking about and deciding that this is important in my life. But if there is something that is not too harmonious with what I am thinking about, if there is something that is not a blessing in my life as I consider it, if I judge something in my life that is not a blessing and I say it is not a blessing, then it is not a blessing, and I have made it that way. Now, there's no judgment there. There's merely a decision. Whatever I think about, whatever I determine in my world, that's what I experience. And if I experience these things in my world, if I experience these things in my thought system, those are what I'm going to know and have in my world. Now, how could I ever judge anything that I have created? How could I ever judge anything that I have chosen to have in my world? How could I ever decide that anything that I have chosen to experience in my world is not absolutely wonderful and good? How could I ever make that decision? Well, I do it only when I don't take responsibility for my world. If I see a negative activity in my world and I think about it and I give it power, I am allowing it to exist, I'm allowing it to be, I'm allowing it to be a creation in my world, I'm allowing it to be a thing in my world, and therefore, it's my choice. It's a judgment that I am making. And if I look at something and call it good, that too is a judgment. But if I'm looking at something and calling it good, and I call it a good judgment, I'm not really judging it. I'm primarily saying, this is what is reality in my life. This is what is good in my life. This is what I experience every moment of my life, and I call it just super wonderful. Super, super wonderful. And it is. Judgment is a luxury I cannot afford. If I judge things good, or if I judge things bad, I am saying that they are something beyond my control. But if I determine that everything that I experience in my life is exactly what I choose to have it be, what I am enjoying it being, exactly what makes me happy, then there's no judgment. The judgment goes by the way. The judgment is out the window. What is a luxury that I can afford? I can afford to think my thought and know that my thought is my creation. My thought is my life. My thought is my world. My thought is who and what I am. My thought is all of the beautiful and good things in my world. My thought is the joy of my heart. My thought is the love of my life. My thought is whatever I'm going to do and think about and have in my world. And that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice. But can I ever blame the world for being what it is? Nope. Because whatever the world is, I have caused it to be. Whatever the world is, I have created it to be just what it is, and I have created it to be just how it is. And it is expressing itself in exactly the way that my thought is thinking about it. Now, if I'm thinking about, violence that's going on anywhere in the world, then that is what I'm thinking about. Now, I watched a video last night, and the video was a charming video. It was a video about a woman who wanted to get away from her family. because her family said she was old enough, she should be married now, and she should be in her own family, doing her own thing, which is sort of unusual, but it's what happened. And a young man who fell in love with her and wanted her to be in his world. But he wanted her to be in his world on his terms. And so she said, okay, I will be in your world on your terms. I will go along with you because I'm running away, because I'm not taking charge of myself. So I will turn myself over to you, and I will let you determine what my life is going to be. After a while, the young man found out that this was not too cool. This was not too cool an arrangement. He wanted someone who was interesting to be with, someone who had ideals and ideas in life, someone who had dreams and goals and who loved people, who loved everything as he did. But he shut her off completely, just closed her off completely from his world. And in closing her off, he told her, you know, you didn't really want to marry me. You ran away from your parents. You did this and that. And the very thing that he knew in the beginning, and she knew in the beginning, was the thing that he was using as a weapon against her because she was not as wonderful as he thought. Then as the story progressed, they were in a rather tough situation, and she had to get out and do something or be bored to death. So she began showing her true colors. She began showing her interest in people, her interest in children, her interest in life. She began respecting people in her world. And the moment she started doing this, she found out that her husband had aspects to him that were so outstanding and so marvelous that she had never seen and never realized because she was so living in her self-pity. And she woke up. And she realized he was wonderful, and she started to change her attitude about him, and their relationship immediately changed. The story is an interesting story. It's a fascinating story. It's a story that might be of interest to somebody and might not. But the point is, as you look at the story, it had a lot of violence in it, a lot of war in it, and yet that was not the story. You don't even think of the violence. You think in the mind of the young lady who is becoming aware of a new life for herself, a new world for herself. And as you think of this, you are thinking with her, and you're thinking as a judgmentalist experience. You're thinking of wakening up, of finding a place for yourself in the world, and finding a niche. And also, at the same moment, all the old niches that had disturbed you and caused you to feel unhappy, they were meaningless because you found new inspiration in the people around you, in the world around you. When you found new inspiration in yourself, you found new inspiration in the world around you. And how wonderful that is. Judgment is a luxury I cannot afford. Because should I ever think about luxury of judgment, should I ever have that in my thought, then that is my experience. The young lady experienced all sorts of negativity, all sorts of unhappiness, all sorts of misery, so long as she had self-pity, so long as she was judging everything in her world. And the minute she started to care about herself and care about the children that came into her awareness, the minute she began to see how she could have a role to play in life that was beautiful and good, uplifting and wonderful, the moment she realized it, then she no longer had that self-pity. She no longer had any problem. And everything started to come up roses. And this is what happens to us. When we start loving ourselves and loving the world that we have created about us, we find that everything comes up roses, and we feel that all of life is an entirely new and wonderful adventure. How does it happen? Does it always happen that way? Yes, it does. Does it always happen that way, that life turns out to be a lovely adventure when we start thinking of life as a lovely adventure? Yes, it is. Could we be millionaires if we wanted to? Yes, we already are. Could we be whole and perfect in every organ, action, function of our body right now? Yes, and we are. Why is it we're not experiencing it right now? Because we have our mind on the other. We have our mind on limitation and illness and unhappiness. And so long as our mind is centered on those things, even just a little bit, they fulfill themselves in our world. We can today realize judgment is a luxury we cannot afford. To judge anything, rather give of your own heart, give of your own love, give of your own being, give of your own happiness, give of your own awareness that everything is beautiful and becoming more and more beautiful every day. Judgment is a luxury no one can afford, especially not me. How about that? I think good thoughts. I have a good world. And I am living in a good world. And I love it. Now and forevermore.